Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. We've been fielding a steady stream of emails and calls from professionals across the built environment industry regarding an inventory of questions and struggles, anxieties, and new work pattern challenges. This is a new way of living and working, and most professional firms were wholly unprepared for this when it happened. But we're encouraged to hear many reports of successful transitions to remote work from several organizations. In most cases, the IT infrastructure has been performing well, allowing for steady work and ongoing workflow productivity. All in all, communications across the firms is going well, and people are quickly adapting to this new reality. That being said, this new way of working, of communicating and living is begging several responses to questions rising from this dynamic. A sampling of these questions that we see coming up include ones like, what is the future of commercial office space? Do organizations really need so much physical office space given that working remotely is proving to be effective? If more and more people work from home, how will we ensure people find an appropriate work-life balance? And what's next in the major evolutional changes of working? Perhaps most important in this oncoming paradigm is setting positive and healthy boundaries around work and personal life. Far too often, remote workers will stay online, making themselves available far beyond the norm. According to the American Psychological Association, people who telework experience more social and professional isolation and a blurring of the boundaries between work and personal life. But on the flip side, people who work remotely tend to experience less stress or exhaustion. Along with social isolation, the work boundary with family is a significant challenge for most remote employees. Teleworkers or remote workers operating from home offices lack the physical and psychological separation between those two domains that exist in a transitional office setting. On the one hand, family and social obligations can easily bleed over into work hours. But more often, studies show that remote workers' professional obligations tend to extend beyond the traditional workday, interrupting family time and preventing these workers from ever truly disconnecting. One analysis showed that the blurring of such boundaries causes remote workers to associate their homes with their work roles as work obligations repeatedly intrude upon family time. At Design Intelligence, we're living in this same tension between personal and professional time and effort boundaries. Our encouragement to you is to set time-based boundaries around start and end times for daily work. As time passes and our forced work from home continues, it's paramount to sustainable health, physically and emotionally, to work in sprints for 2 to 3 hours, then step back, get some coffee, take a work, then come back for another sprint. Step away from your computers for lunch and take an hour or more to disconnect over dinner. As we've said before, this too will pass, and we will come out of this wiser and healthier than in past times. We hope you are making healthy choices that will redefine your future and quality of life for years to come. So let me end with this definition of resilience. Resilience is the ability to recover, adapt, and flourish when knocked down. Resilience encompasses these fundamental ideas of recovery, adaptation, and flourishing. Knock me down, and in my resilient form, I'll recover and get back on my feet. The time it takes to recover is a matter of fitness. In the language of physical fitness, it's the time to recover from exertive exercise that determines the fit from the unfit. In other words, the fitness related to resilience is a matter of time. And so it is with business. Resilience is a matter of time in the recovery and functional relevance of an organization. When we get back up and adapt, we can't stop there. We have to leap forward to flourish. This is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. Until next time.